63 degrees. It's a Friday morning. Coming up on 14 before 6, best 5 minutes of the day, our buddy Dr. Jason Kanz from jasonkanz.com. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, thank you. You know, you put up on your Facebook page yesterday, is it Andrea Wenberg?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you put up a podcast. We just talked about Chuck DeGroat yesterday, and so he'd been on her podcast. And what was his latest book? We talked about it in the past, about when narcissism comes to church, right?
Right. Yeah, so Andrea is the connection, I think, with you and I is that she actually went through School for Spiritual Direction before we did. And so she has a Larry Crabb connection as well. But she does a lot with organizational consulting, and so she had invited Chuck on, and I haven't listened to it yet, but invited Chuck on to talk more about what does narcissism look like in organizations. So I think that's an important topic, too.
Okay, so we are aspiring podcasters, okay, and we can just, let's just talk openly about it. I mean, we do this 5 minutes a day, but even as I come to this today, I'm like, I would love to do 15 or a half an hour or an hour with you. I mean, it's just... Not daily, but I mean, if we could, what we're aspiring to is, you know, like a weekly 30 to 60 minutes. So it's been good to hear. I listened to the whole thing last night. I posted the interview on my Facebook page. And it's really, I said, thought provoking, important. I mean, there's a lot of great points raised in that. What do you remember? Let's just take that. What do you remember from, because you read the book, but you read so much.
I did. Yep.
But it's an important book. And when we talk about church and abuse, certainly people get uncomfortable. But I think DeGroat talks about his own experience, and he's a sharp guy.
He is a sharp guy. You know, and I think one of the things that I like about him in talking about things like narcissism or spiritual abuse is he's willing to own his own stuff around that. You know, and I think the other thing that I really appreciated about the book is he talked about the different ways that that can show up in churches or in organizations. You know, it's not always this brash, overly demanding sort of person, but the notion of narcissism can show up in all sorts of different ways, depending on how a person is wired. And it's really about using power and control.
Fascinating thing is, Enneagrams have become so popular and a lot of attention to them. And so he actually, you read it, I haven't, but he actually goes through and with anybody familiar with that, you got numbers 1 through 9. He goes through all the numbers and talks about the narcissistic tendencies that might be applied, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you're right. That has been something that's become very popular. He's been a fan of it for quite a while, a number of years. And, you know, so it's a worthwhile recommendation. I think Andrea is a great podcaster. You know, as you and I hopefully continue to move in that direction, she may be a good resource for us. But, you know, I think she's addressing important questions. She's talking about important things, really, about how do we relate well, how do we lead well.
So was she in the SS Day with you?
No, she was not. She went through with Roseanne Moore, who is, I think you're Facebook friends with her, too.
Yeah, and she recently had Roseanne on her show.
Yep. Yeah, so Roseanne actually, I think, is she's kind of the director of Voice of Influence, which is Andrea Wenberg's podcast. And so she kind of does all the background sorts of things on that. So but you know, it's been an mine is coming up with her.
So you already
talking about wholeness.
So she recorded the interview with you.
Yep.
Well, that's a big league. I mean, so it's Chuck DeGroat, Jason Kanz. I mean, that's pretty cool.
It is cool. When they reached out and asked me about talking about wholeness and how it applies to organizations, I absolutely jumped on it. That's something I love talking about. She is a great interviewer, and I think that too is helpful. So,
What we can do. I mean, I'm aspiring toward maybe next week we'll shoot for it because I'd like to pull a little bit of audio from it and then maybe we could chew on it, let the listeners hear and react to that. And then I can't wait now. Yeah, I think there's some good, serious content. So, Andrea, I've got it posted. We both do on our Facebook page so people can link it there. Well, there you go.
We also just asking our readers to pray for us that we would get moving on that.
Yeah. On the podcast. Well, you know, I mean, there's just different things you get stuck on. And then not to mention leading busy lives, you know.
Right.
I mean, good grief. Today, I embrace it. But from radio to sales and then back to radio, I'm in for Paul Anthony today, 2 to 6. And so by the end of that, you go, huh. But yes, we aspire that. We recorded a podcast back in March when the pandemic was just starting, and it's never even become available. So, all right. Thank you, Jason. I love you. Appreciate you. So,
sounds good. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
I can't say we usually talk about Powerball as a regular subject
really.
On this show.
But I would say we don't.
Yeah.
This is interesting because, again, we get different services that show us stories, you know, stories of interest from all around the nation, even the world. And so this showed up as one of our national headlines here, but it's from just west of us in Elk Mound in Menominee.
So that kind of just was like, oh, wow, that's right here. So like people that I bump into it, you know, I was going to say Shopko, that makes me sad, at Walmart.
Yeah. headline, Friends Share Powerball Jackpot Win Keeping 1992 Promise. So friends Tom Cook and Joseph Feeney, and I believe Tom is the one from Elk Mound.
Okay.
Made a promise back in 1992. They shook hands, a handshake agreement, and said, hey, if either of us ever win the lottery, we're gonna split the winnings.
Cool.
1992, 28 years ago.
Okay.
Well, that promise became a reality when Tom bought a lottery ticket at a Menominee gas station and won $22 million.
Wow. $22 million.
That's just amazing. I mean, the temptation to say,
no,
we were just kidding.
That.
I mean, it was a handshake. There was no contract.
And 28 years ago.
But
and here,
true friendship, friends.
You know what I think is cool is not only remembering that agreement so long ago, but also the fact that you've retained a friend for nearly 3 decades.
Yes.
Because so many times we drift apart from people that we've known in different arenas of our lives. Mm-hmm. So I love that Tom and Joseph are still friends, and say what you will about the lottery, but it's pretty cool that they still had that friendship that was more important than just money.
I would totally be like, guys, I'd make that deal with you guys, except for I would never win because
I don't play.
I don't either.
To me, the drama, the interest in this story is the winner of the ticket calling his friend, right? When Cook called to give his friend the news, Feeney couldn't, like, come on.
Remember when we shook hands?
He says, are you jerking my bobber?
Which is,
Feeney's an avid fisherman, so.
That's awesome.
This is the real deal.
Yeah, so Joseph had already retired, and Tom, after hitting a jackpot here, he said, yeah, I'm going to retire too.
Good for him.
Gentlemen, I applaud your friendship, and I wish you a wonderful retirement.
Yes.
Tithe generously.
So now when you hear $22 million, there is a significant amount that goes to taxes.
Of course.
They choose the cash option when it's all said and done.
That's why I don't say tax generously, because they're already going to make sure you do.
They go away still with $5.7 million apiece.
That is not bad.
A neat story of friendship, and I love seeing our locale on the national radar for good reasons.
That's super fun. Yeah, it's good to have good reasons to be in the news.
Another week has flown by, and it is that time again, friends, because we know there is no way you can possibly keep up with everything going on in a year like this. So news, politics, sports, which have now returned in pop culture, we aggregate it all and bring it to you in condensed form on the WIB Wake Up Show. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Hackers broke into the Twitter accounts of technology moguls, politicians, celebrities, and major companies Wednesday. It's just a reminder that password 123 is not a safe password. So I advise you to change it. How about password 456? Go with that.
Nice.
Smart.
More than half of U.S. states now have a mask order, which means more than half of Americans finally realize what their own breath smells like.
Don't faint. Russian hackers have targeted coronavirus vaccine research facilities in the U.S., the U.K., and Canada.
Hey, at least they're not going after my Netflix password.
Keep what's really important.
We got a theme here. Passwords. Facebook is launching a competitor to the Chinese-owned TikTok.
It's just going to be so good to have an American company mishandling our personal information.
It is nice. A nutritional study finds that less than 15% of Americans eat enough fruit.
Not including Fruit Loops.
A Jamaican lottery winner showed up to claim his $95 million, just as Darth Vader.
Well, he hasn't been out of the house in months, and it was the only mask he had.
Be safe.
Hey, kids on a boat near Massachusetts spotted a great white shark circling them for 15 minutes.
And in typical teenager fashion, 15 minutes, those kids were able to put up 60 TikTok videos.
Nice. Dr. Anthony Fauci threw out the first pitch at the Washington Nationals season opener.
Yeah, then he walked around yelling, "Mask, get your mask here, freshly washed mask."
Hey, a fire that engulfed a chicken farm, very sad, engulfed a chicken farm in New Jersey, killed nearly 300,000 birds. It's times like this that we should be thankful that fast food chicken nuggets aren't made with real chicken.
Mm.
And finally, Led Zeppelin co-founder Jimmy Page says he doubts the band will ever tour again. But if they do, expect the show to start no later than 4 p.m.
And I dinner before starts bird. At 3. Those are your headlines. And now you're all caught up. Welcome back to the WIB Wake Up Show, and we welcome in our good friend Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. You can find them at farmers markets all across the area. The best jams or jellies anywhere. And Ronnie, it's great to have you back. We've got another drawing to do today.
Yes, we do, and it's great to be back.
So the People's Choice Contest was really a novel idea where you had folks come to the markets or go on the Avenue Orchard Facebook page and submit their flavor ideas. And then Misty and Shelley would have 5 days to actually create the winning flavor that we drew last month. And I guess so much fun that we're doing it again.
Yes, we got more to draw. So we're going to give her a shot.
Well, now last month, Ronnie was kind and brought us in a jar. Last month's winner was the apple strawberry rhubarb jam.
Teresa came up with that.
Right. Yes. Wonderful, wonderful looking jam there. I can't wait to try some of that. So
it's awesome.
Excited to see what we come up with next here.
I thought I saw, Ronnie, that when you were able to meet up with Teresa later and give her her winnings, that she had a pretty neat story behind this flavor combination as well.
Yes, she certainly did. Yes. Actually, her mother is the one that created basically the recipe for a pie.
Okay.
And she even won contests with the with the apple strawberry rhubarb pie
combo. Mm. Oh, cool.
So what story will be behind this flavor? I guess I get to do the honors here today.
Very excited. The drawing. Are you ready? I have the drawing.
So we've got our nice tin can, and we are drawing out what, and again, this will be available August the 1st?
August the 1st.
All right, the winner is rhubarb jalapeno. This is from Melissa Marshall.
Rhubarb jalapeno.
Rhubarb jalapeno. Okay.
That sounds exciting.
Raspberry jalapeno is my wife's favorite.
Yes.
Just fantastic. Because again, you think jalapeno, well, it's got a little bit of kick, Ryan.
Yeah, a little bit
of kick, but not a lot because it kind of is overpowered by the sweetness too, and they blend really nicely.
Oh, this is going to be a good
one. So you're getting the rhubarb out there, kiddos?
Yeah. Right. So we had apple strawberry rhubarb, another summer flavor, and just about 5 days here to create that. What, maybe six? Rhubarb jalapeno from Melissa, and I know Avenue Orchard will get in touch with her and get her winnings.
Yes.
And then starting in August, we'll be seeing this on the shelves of farmers markets.
You bet,
Very cool. Ronnie, where are people going to find you next this weekend?
Oh, boy. We're all over the place this weekend. We're in Menominee at Wilson Park on Saturday. We're also at Westridge on Saturday and in Chautauqua on Saturday. Sunday, we're up on Birch Street in Eau Claire.
So. And the festival food's there, too. Very cool. And again, aveappleorchard.com. Just click on events to see the schedule of where Avenue Orchard will be next at the farmer's market. It's pretty cool. Congratulations, Melissa. Rhubarb jalapeno coming in just over a week.
I can hardly wait.
Well, last week we launched our very first best of the week. We took the highlights from the week that was in the WIB Wake Up Show and brought it to you. And this is week two. It is a Mongoose Media production. So here we go.
It's just hanging out saying, "Feed Miss Seymour."
Yeah.
Sorry. If you don't understand that reference, watch more movies.
I don't, but it sounds
interesting. It's from Little Shop of Horrors. This is a big plant that eats people in Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay.
Feed me, Seymour.
What happens with your birthday?
Oh, my birthday is horrible. Oh,
why?
It's like there's a black cloud. Yeah, it's kind of, and I've tried turning it around over the years, and now we just go with it. You know, I mean, like we've had pets die on my birthday. We, like, a friend's house burned down on my birthday, tragically. I mean, like, big tragic things happen on my birthday. And I don't know why. It's coincidental, I'm sure. It's just similar. Hanging out saying, feed me, Seymour. Feed me, Seymour.
Yes, there was the rematch. And so Will, my younger brother, 12 years old, almost 13. Let's emphasize that, almost 13. He beat me for the first time in 21 last week. And so we had our rematch on Sunday. Now, I will say I had a fairly large... Sunday dinner that included pizza and probably more pizza than I should have had. Some salads, fruit salad and such. But yeah, the cheese just kind of sits down there.
Yeah, it does.
And then
carbs.
Trying to play something very active.
It's just hanging out saying, feed me, Seymour. Feed me, Seymour.
What's your favorite place in the state of Wisconsin?
Lake Superior.
Do you sing along with the radio?
Absolutely.
What's the best kind of chips?
Ooh, just Ripple potato chips with sour cream dip. It's just similar. Hanging out saying, feed me, Seymour. Feed me, Seymour.
We had the rematch. It was a tightly contested game, and I did something that I have not done before. Because you understand, I have a significant about 4-inch height advantage on Will.
Uh-huh.
And I have a pretty significant weight advantage as well, too. And we got down to it where I knew if he made one more shot, he was going to beat me. I just knew it because he was canning all of his free throws. I just knew he was going to beat me. And so I did something I have not done before. I drove to the basket. And I haven't done that ever because it's like I'm taller than him. I'm bigger than him. So I shoot contested jumpers. Like it's just that's the way I see that it should be fair. But I was like, I'm going to lose this game and I don't want to lose the game. So I drove in and I used that height advantage and that weight advantage and I scored and I won.
So you upped your game.
I did.
It's just hanging out saying, feed me, Seymour. Feed me, Seymour.
Favorite type of cheese?
Gouda.
If you have a day off, what's the first thing you do?
Take a nap.
Have you ever had a nickname? And if so, what was it?
Beaner.
Have
Hilla
you ever?
Beans, yep.
Did. But then I felt a little chagrined that that was the way that I won. And so I agreed to a best out of three.
Oh,
keeping
snap.
In mind that it was very hot. Not eating a big lunch. He demolished me in the second game. Just crushed me.
Funny.
My wife is like, you should not play anymore. She's like, you don't look good. You should not play anymore.
It's just hanging out saying, feed me, Seymour. Feed me, Seymour.
But, friends.
Oh, snap.
This 33-year-old said no one more time, and I refused all water in terms of refreshment. I said, we are playing one more, even though I couldn't breathe very well.
Oh, funny.
And I crushed him worse than he crushed
me.
Wow. So that's how the weekend finished.
It's just hanging out saying, feed me, Seymour. Feed me, Seymour.
If you are given a bowl of ice cream and can choose three toppings, what would they be?
Chocolate, malted milk powder, and then a good stirring.
There we go. That's it. That's how you do rapid fire.
There
well
it
done.
Is. Have you ever had like a Venus flytrap plant? Those are fun. You touch them and they like fold all in on themselves. So
wow. It's like a fainting goat of plants.
It is. That's exactly what it is. I do love me some fainted goat of plants.
Feed me, Seymour.
I had no idea I made such an impression.
It did. That line, you know, certain things
she made me watch
happen.
The trailer for Little House of Horrors after
no,
she mentioned that. Little Shop of Horrors.
Dude,
it has Rick Moranis in it and like Steve Martin and stuff, apparently.
Steve Martin, Rick Moranis, Jim Belushi. The names in this movie I cannot believe neither of you have seen it.
And a plant that needs to be fed.
Human flesh.
So this was better than last week. See?
This was awesome.
Yeah. Well done, Mark.
Well
it was fun.
Done. I'm so impressed.
If you miss any of this, for one thing, listen more because we love you and we want you to love us back. But also the podcast at WWIB.com. You can catch what you miss every single day.
And we got the Monday Morning Mailbag at 7:45, which is a new feature we've added. Ask us anything. So fire away on the listener line. Talk or text your question, 715-396-1670. 396-1670. We'll answer it Monday morning.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.